Irish car bombs, baby got back, butt kicking. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, and welcome to all my AfterBuzzers out there, to the Blind Date After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Of course, we're covering season one, and we're covering episodes 9, 10, 11, and 12. And I am your host with the queenly touch, Miss Regina Coles. Hello. All right. Also, joining me in the booth is my sidekick and co-host, Vito.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be here. I'm going to be up on the camera this time. Whoa, good to see you all.
All right. It's great to see you, Vito. So listen, let's get right into it. Let's talk about, well, first, before we do that, make sure you stay tuned because we've got some juicy news coming up that you don't want to miss. There you have it. So my initial thoughts for these episodes, 9, 10, 11, and 12, woo, that's a lot. But anyways, you know what? I think it's getting better. It's getting a little more fun, and the dates are getting a little more bizarre. So with that combination, it's all good, right, Vito?
Yeah, absolutely. We love some bizarre reality TV.
Right. So let's get to episode 9. Our first couple was Chrissy. She had big boobs and big booty, and she is an Instagram model. And her date was Shay. Now, these guys were a mixed couple, and it's all good. She was African-American. Shane is white. Hey, all good. But these two definitely, I thought, were definitely a mismatch. They didn't really have any chemistry. And first off, when Chrissy walked into the bowling alley, which was where their date was, and so I like the fact that it was a bowling alley. I love to bowl, and I think that's a really good place to really kind of break the ice with somebody that you're meeting for the first time. Plus, hey, you can get in a free bowling lesson. What's wrong with that? But the thing about Chrissy, and we all know, and hopefully our live chatters are out there, this young lady had, she had the biggest booty I have ever seen. I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, I don't know where, I don't know if, I'm sure it's not all hers. It can't be. It can't be. It's got to be some kind of injections there. But anyways, what guy wouldn't be mesmerized by all that butt? And Shane definitely was mesmerized. So, you know, as the day progressed, of course, in every one of the dates that you have on Blind Date, there's going to be a little alcohol involved. And so I'm just kind of going, running down my notes and what really stuck out for me. So once these guys left the bowling alley and they got to the hot tub, that's the thing that really amped up all the excitement and activity, because they had champagne, and Chrissy poured champagne along her thigh, and she asked Shane to pretty much sip the champagne off of her thigh.
And that's a first date?
That's a first date.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that tacky? Ooh. So anyway, they were doing tongue lollipops, and it was just kind of a freaky, sleazy first date to me. But I wouldn't put myself in that type of position, number one, to pour champagne on my thigh and ask a guy to lick it off. That is not my idea of a first date. But anyways, Shane was willing to do it, so he went right on in for the target. And I think this date was just taking it a little bit too far. It was a little bit sleazy to me. I just think as women, we all have to be mindful of presenting ourselves certain ways, ladies, because if you present yourself as like kind of easy and not ladylike, guys are definitely going to maybe take you the wrong way and things might head in a different direction. But in giving credit to Chrissy, she didn't give up the booty. She got out of the hot tub. And that was the end of that date. And there was no more news to this day as to whether or not there was a second date. And I really didn't think it would be because these guys were definitely, they had no chemistry. So moving on, we're going to go to our second couple, and that was Randy and Vincent. Randy is a flight attendant, and Vincent is an interior decorator. And Vincent had no shame to his game that he was definitely a gold digger looking for guys with cash. And so the thing that really struck me with this couple is Vincent pretty much told Randy that he was so materialistic that he missed two car payments so he could buy a certain type of gym shoe. Now, would you do that, Vito?
Absolutely not. So I would neither call myself a sneakerhead nor somebody who is very interested in shoes in general. But it sounds to me like if you miss car payments like that over shoes, you're not materialistic. You just have your priorities in the wrong places.
Right. So, I mean, this whole date, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these guys because I thought basically these guys were just out for a booty call for the night and, you know, so much for that. But me personally, I would not miss out on two car payments so that I could buy a shoe. And ladies, we all know we love shoes, right? But I wouldn't do it. And then the other thing I wanted to add a note to was he did call and ask Randy, could he hide his car in his garage? So I guess he was missing out on two more additional car payments. So there was no second date. And could you blame him? I wouldn't want to go out with anybody that's calling me up, asking me, can I hide my car in your garage? Or anyone who's so materialistic that they're going to miss out on two car payments just to buy shoes.
And can I ask you real quick, was that a second date or was that like the first date?
That was the first date.
And he was asking, can I hide my car that is currently illegal in your garage?
Exactly.
Well, I don't think that's for me.
Well, what happened is he called him up after the date, obviously, to see, you know, they must have exchanged numbers, but he wasn't having it. And he asked them, hey, man, can I hide my car in your garage? So that was kind of funny. And of course he said no, and that was the end of that date.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was smart. And so moving on to episode 10, couple number one, do we have anyone on the live chat who wants to comment?
Not as of now, but guys, remember, if you are in the live chat or if you are in iTunes or anything, please make sure to leave comments. We are going to read them live on air. If you leave them, Regina reads all of them.
Yes.
And we will make sure to comment on them and give you a shout out in the chat.
All righty. Thank you. So couple number one, episode 10 was Cameron, a comedian, and Chloe. She works in a bar back. And right away, they were kind of a cute couple. But what I didn't like right away, they met, their date was at a batting cage. And she had never been to a batting cage, obviously. She needed some instruction. And so stepping up to get the instruction, he kicks her in the butt with his foot. And she had her dress on. And to me, that would have ended the date. Because there's nothing cute about kicking somebody in the butt. And because he felt like he's a comedian and he said he wanted to be funny and get her attention. So he went, and I mean, he gave her a nice kick in the butt. And I thought that was so tacky and just not being a gentleman. And anybody that would do something like that to me, that date is over. It's cut short right then and there.
It goes back to something we were talking about last week when it came to like men and their idea of like what is comfortable in physicality. Like, that's so ridiculous to hear to me, because who do you think you are on this first date to set that boundary?
Exactly.
And in such a like forceful way. That's so terrible.
Yeah, because he was really obnoxious and he went on to get into his booze and say how he enjoyed threesomes and all that. And so he really pretty much turned her off, and I don't blame her. I would be turned off too, because any guy, to me, on a first date, you just do general stuff. You're trying to see, you know, what kind of person you are as far as, do you have a good personality? What kind of things do you like to do that might be in common with the type of things that I like to do? But for you to go as far as, you know, telling me you like to do threesomes and then, you know, you're kicking me in my butt with your shoe. No, that's like thumbs down. You're not a gentleman. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And I will add that Chloe did say that if she saw him on the street, she wouldn't even stop to look at him or say hello or anything. So I thought that was good for her. And of course, there was no second date for that. And speaking of second dates, we're going to have to thank all of our loyal viewers here at AfterBuzz TV, because you keep coming back for more and more dates with us. And we truly appreciate your support here at AfterBuzz TV. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you going to iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating. And we also love when you go on YouTube, guys, and you subscribe to any of our pages. And, of course, you give us the thumbs up and you leave all your wonderful and interesting comments. And as Vito said earlier in the show, I do take the time to read all of your comments, and a lot of your comments I do answer back. So thank you once again for your support, continued support of AfterBuzz TV. We do it all for you. Thanks so much. So, anything in the live chat?
Still got nothing, but make sure to come back. You guys, come on.
Yeah, they were Don't so lively hanging. Last week. So, going to move on to couple number two, and that was, this couple was pretty boring. They had a nice date. They went on a horse and buggy ride, and they were Carlos and Ashley, and pretty much not too much to say about this couple. They, you know, did some tequila shots, and they took the date slow. It was really slow. This date was more like going to Sunday school. Going for ice cream after Sunday school. But that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes it's good to start off slow and take it nice and easy and see where it goes. So,
and at least they didn't put ice cream on their thigh.
They didn't put champagne. Right. After the champagne, I hear you. Move on to ice cream, right. But so let's move on to episode 11. And that was Gracie and Tyler. Gracie lived a sheltered life. Tyler was a former pastor. And they wanted to practice, if I'm not mistaken, abstinence. So how do you feel about that, abstinence in your 20s?
So I respect people who desire to do that. I have nothing against people who want to practice abstinence. Me personally, I don't believe in it. I don't practice it. Just because, like, for me, I believe, like, freedom to explore what you desire to explore should be allotted to you. But again, I do commend people who have the patience and the tenacity to go after abstinence.
Well, you know, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, and his lovely wife now, Ciara, singer-songwriter, extraordinary dancer, they, according to what they said, practiced abstinence before, until they got married. And I believe they dated for almost 2 years.
That's honestly good for them. Again, yeah. That is remarkable that, kind of will power that you can have towards that, especially if it's something that they find is a religious practice or a spiritual practice, something along the lines. It works for some people. It really does. And I know people in my life, I know people at AfterBuzz that have talked about practicing
really?
Abstinence. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, good for them. There's nothing, I don't think there's any particular thing that I think is negative nor positive against it. It's mm-hmm. all up to choice based on couples. And if you as a couple, if you go on a blind date and you're like, yeah, I want to practice abstinence, and the other person is like, no, I don't want to do that, then you know you're not looking for the same thing.
So now why do you think, what are the benefits you think of practicing abstinence?
I think that if it's something that is religious and specifically like something that you find as like a personal mm-hmm. guidance thing, like anything, any wall that you put up should be, in my opinion, kept in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you feel comfortable with. So I don't think there's necessarily like, I wouldn't say like, oh, there's health benefits. Obviously, there's less chance for STDs
mm-hmm.
And less chance for babies and also less chance for a bunch of different things. But I would say that it's all emotional factors. It's
mm-hmm.
all like, if you want to practice abstinence and you feel as though that's the best way for you to go, then obviously I think psychologically speaking, it's the best way for you to go.
Well, according to Russell Wilson and Sierra, he brought up the idea of practicing abstinence to her. Mm. If I'm not mistaken, anybody out there who can correct me, please do. Because he wanted to, yeah, really get more into a really good quality relationship that wasn't based on sex right out the gate.
Yeah, and for some people, especially in like kind of current ages, like all relationships can be based around sex exclusively. And I think that for somebody who has had sex with a lot of partners and feels as though that's not something that connects them to in the way that they would want to,
mm-hmm.
or if they feel as though it cheapens their relationships with people that they're with, then I am totally understanding on that. I personally find physical intimacy to be very intimate in a relationship for me, and I've never found it to cheapen a relationship personally, but that's just the way that I practice it. I know there are a lot of people a lot different than me that have had maybe a lot more partners, and they don't see that as something they want, or maybe they just don't find that physical focus to be what could make a relationship inherently strong.
Right. Well said.
Thank you.
So let's move on to episode 12. And my favorite couple from episode 12 was couple number 2. And it was Jan. And he was a veteran who has a foot fetish. He hates feet. And he had been cheated on. And then Madison, who, lo and behold, is a foot model and has over 30,000 Instagram followers. So figure that one out. So their date started with pole dancing. And it was a nice date. But I thought it got a little bit too risque right out the gate with the pole dancing. I thought she was she was just a little bit too sexy for me. And he constantly kept cracking jokes, and his jokes were totally annoying. And to top things off, they went to a strip club, which I thought was really tacky, because I don't want anybody taking me to a strip club for a first date. I mean, what's up with that?
I've never even been to an active strip club, I'm not going to lie. So,
well,
as a first date, not my thing.
Yeah, as a married lady, I've been to a strip club with other married couples because the wives drugged the husbands when we were on vacation. They wanted to see what it was all about. And I think the guys were so uncomfortable with the wives being there, but the wives enjoyed it because, when you look at other women and how they have to, make their money in their professions, I'm not going to hate on them,
Absolutely. I actually know somebody who is a pole dancer, and honestly, athletically speaking, it's incredible to see. It is the amount of athletic prowess that it takes to be a pole dancer is crazy.
Yeah, so, but personally, for a first date, I just don't think it's a good first date. I mean, why would I want to go see other women dance with a guy who I may be interested in and trying to get to know and have the competition of other women scantily dressed or clothed, you know, doing their little dances?
But I wonder, do you think that it might be kind of almost a test of like, are you dating me because you're interested in me, or are you dating me because I'm there? Do you feel that?
With these dates, I think unless there is a physical attraction between the couples right off the bat, in which this couple, I'm pretty, they were attracted to one another right off the bat. But I think unless you have that physical attraction right away, you're just going through the motions. And that's why a lot of these couples go through the motions, and the dates are either totally boring, put you to sleep, or either they're totally sleazy and kinky to a point where they might be annoying the other person because they know there's no chemistry and they want to get out of the date. But the people who really have a chemistry and like each other, I think they try a lot harder, which is understandable. Because this guy, he said that he had a foot fetish, but because Madison is a foot model and she took her shoes off and her feet passed the test, at the end of the date, she was able to get him to kiss the ball of her foot in order to agree to a second date. So figure that one out.
Everybody's got their thing, I guess.
Exactly. So speaking of things, how about some news?
So today I just wanted to bring up a few of, I found an article on BuzzFeed about some of the best couples to come out of 2019.
Ooh, best couples to come out of 2019.
Yeah,
Let's see.
Of couples. So I have to admit a few of these I'm a little sad about because I'm looking for some of these celebrities to come into my life. For instance.
Oh, come on.
For instance, we've got Jessie J and Channing Tatum
who
came out of this
that's
year.
That's a nice looking couple.
They were seeing each other in late 2018, but kind of went official in 2019.
Do we have a picture of them?
I don't have a picture of them currently.
I'll
make sure.
They're a good-looking couple.
Yeah, they are. If you know Channing Tatum, you know.
Well, she looks good.
She does.
And she's very talented, singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we've also got Keanu Reeves and Alexandra Grant. There has been a lot about them in the news over the past few months, especially being that Keanu Reeves was actually criticized for dating somebody who looked as old as Alexandra Grant, when in fact they are pretty much the same age.
Wow.
There's been a lot about talking about age and dating with those two, but I really think they're a beautiful couple.
Okay.
I'm also really glad to see that Keanu has somebody that he can find partnership with. He's talked in the past a little bit about romance in his life and not having active romance in his life.
Kind of like John Wick, huh?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And then another couple that I just wanted to mention from one of my personal favorites, David Harbour and Lily Allen. David Harbour, who played the sheriff on Stranger Things. He is so close to my heart. I very much like his look. I like his style. And I like the fact that he is happy with Miss Lily Allen.
Oh.
They apparently uploaded a photo to Instagram in October, and they've been pretty inseparable since.
Uh-huh.
But that is just three of the amazing couples that have come out of 2019. Stick around next episode when we will tell you three more.
Before I let you off the hook with that one, who's dated the longest?
I think that judging by what this article states, it seems so far that Jessie J and Channing Tatum out of those three couples have been dating the longest since 2018-ish, but they only went official in 2019.
Well, there you go. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for
them
that they go through 2020 and beyond. So with that being said, I think I'm going to give a prediction.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I predict that Blind Date is just going to up the ante with really good quality and interesting dates. So I can't wait to get to our next set of episodes, which we're going to do back to back, right, Vito?
Yes, that is true, guys. Stick
All
around
right, so
for the
stick
next
around.
Set.
Hopefully we'll have our live chatters that we've had regularly. I don't know where they are today, but hopefully they'll tune in. And we'll be right back. But until then, I am Regina Coles, and you can find me at Instagram, Regina Coles, and also on Twitter. Thanks for joining, guys. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.